Welcome to Horse Happenings with myself, Lindsay Partridge. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about different types of horse boots and if they are worth putting on your horse's legs, because there was a pretty cool study done at the Virtual Equine Symposium 2021 where the results were released from a team from the Middle Tennessee State University, and they were measuring the temperature increases over the horse's limbs or their legs during exercise, and they looked at a bunch of different types of common leg protection like polo wraps and things like that. And this is pretty interesting because a lot of people use wraps and things on their horse's legs during exercise, and it definitely brings up the question of what should you be using and is it worth what you're doing to the horse's legs? Like, is that important? So for me with my horses, I have always been kind of worried about overheating my horse's legs and their tendons, because you can literally cook your horse's legs if you're not careful. And when I'm shipping my horses, I don't tend to wrap my horse's legs because of that heat factor. Like, they could be standing in the trailer for several hours at a time and essentially cooking themselves as they're standing there. Now, the one time that I do tend to use wraps or shipping boots is in the winter time, because then the risk of them overheating is a lot lower, but also because it tends to be more slippery in the winter time, so they might slip on the ground as they're getting off or getting on, so there's more risk there in terms of them damaging themselves. And riding, for the most part, I don't wrap my horse's legs. The only time that I kind of advocate for wrapping your horse's legs is if you're going to be working with different obstacles, like going on different bridges and things like that, and your horse isn't used to it. You don't want your horse to accidentally ding their leg on something and then have an issue where they lose their confidence because now they've gotten hurt. Or when I'm doing my extreme cowboy racing and we're doing the really fast obstacles, then I will usually put wraps on for doing that, because now we're doing high speed and going over bridges, jumping things, doing lots of turns and things like that. So it's pretty intense on the horses, and then we're usually pretty quick to take them off. Now, the type of boot that I use is the Pegasus Air Boot, and they are typically, I think, really one of the best boots that you can use. When I take off my Pegasus Air Boots after competing in them, the horse's legs aren't sweaty like they can be when you remove other types of boots or wraps. The horses can be quite sweaty underneath the wrap, whereas the Pegasus Air Boots, I have found them generally not to cause that issue, so I would think they'd be a lot cooler. Now, they didn't use Pegasus Air Boots in this study, and I would have been really interested to see the results with that. But let me tell you a little bit about the study and what they found, because I was pretty surprised with some of the information that they shared. So basically, just one thing to know about your horse's legs, that there's kind of a lack of muscle below the horse's knee or their hock, depending on if it's the front leg or back leg. And so basically the leg kind of cools itself similarly to how a fan cools our skin, where it kind of takes the heat away from the skin's surface. And when you put a boot or a bandage on the leg, it kind of creates like a different kind of environment where you're blocking the horse's skin level from being able to remove that heat. And you're basically insulating that leg. You're giving it that wrapping effect. So the heat can't dissipate, meaning the heat can't leave and get away. And so there's a lot of things that kind of go into the different wraps and kind of how they affect them. One is how breathable they are, and really you're kind of comparing what do you need in terms of protection for the horse's leg versus the breathability. And as well, depending on the type of exercise the horse is doing, is going to depend on how hot the leg's getting, as well as just the general temperature and the humidity and just kind of the general air exchange of where you are. That's all going to kind of affect what's going on with these legs. And what we know is that when you insulate a horse's leg, this can be really, really bad for the tendons that are underneath. So specifically, the superficial digital flexor tendon. If that has a higher core temperature than the skin, then it where it loses very little heat via like from the bloodstream, then you basically can kind of cook that tendon, and cooling it's going to be really, really hard if you've got different boots on top of it. So there were 6 different types of boots that they used in this study. And they used a traditional neoprene boot, they used a perforated neoprene boot, they used a plant-based neoprene boot made of Stomatex, they used a cross-country boot, an elastic track bandage, and they used a fleece polo wrap. So it's interesting to think, okay, what do you think of those 6 options do you think would be the best? Well, what they did is they rotated the horses through each of the different leg protection method over 6 different exercise bouts, and they wore the boot or the bandage only on one leg, and then the opposite leg was basically what's called the control, meaning that that was the one that they were comparing against to see how hot normally the leg would get in exercise if it was just left bare, and then the other leg was the one that had the wrap on it. So for example, if they were doing the front legs, then the left one would be wearing a boot, for example, and the right one would not be wearing a boot, or vice versa. So that way they're comparing apples to apples, so to speak, like a front leg to a front leg and a back leg to a back leg on the same horse, which is really important to have that consistency. And what they essentially did is they had 20 minutes of exercise and then 180 minutes of standing and recovery, which is a really long time if you think about it. That's 2.5 hours of recovery time that they're measuring everything. And they were measuring the limb's temperature and they were measuring the humidity of every minute throughout using kind of a cool an iButton Hygrocheron data logger, and I know I am not saying that correctly and I apologize about that. So what was interesting is that they always found that the bare limb, like when the leg had nothing on it at all, that's when the temperature was always lowest. So that's what we kind of figured. That's not surprising. So all treatment temperatures, like all bandages and wraps, were always greater than the bare limb at all times. Also not super surprising because you are covering the leg and its ability to get rid of the heat. What is interesting is that the fleece polo wrap had the highest temperature and the highest humidity. And none of the treated limbs returned to the normal baseline temperature and humidity after the 180-minute recovery period. Like, what? That is so surprising when I saw that. So let me just say that a little differently for you guys. So none of the legs, after wearing a boot or a bandage for the 20 minutes of exercise, were able to return to normal body temperature and normal humidity when you're comparing it to the bare leg after 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours, and they were still not back to normal temperature. And the worst part is that all of the legs that were treated or wrapped with these bandages and leg wraps, all of them with the 20 minutes of exercise reached temperatures that would negatively affect the tendon cells. And the tendon cells are what we're really worried about. So that is really shocking information, that just 20 minutes of exercise can reach negative temperatures for the tendon cells, where they essentially start to kind of cook and fry themselves a little bit. Really, really crazy. And that polo wraps, which are probably one of the most common wraps that people use with horses, that was the worst of everything that they checked, which is really, 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 really bad. And so the technical terms, the science terms are saying that the hypothermic effect boots and bandages create causes chronic micro damage to the tendon. That is the official kind of statement. And that's because essentially the convection cooling system is impaired by the boots or the wraps during exercise. So the way that the leg typically cools itself down is interrupted and blocked by these wraps and these boots. So it's causing that chronic micro damage to the tendon, which is really kind of scary stuff if you're consistently wrapping your horse's legs. Now, there were some other interesting findings in this study that are worth note. So, for example, the sports medicine boot that was made out of the Stomatex material, and it had a bit of kind of like a bubble design, was cooler than the other boots, but it was also a more looser fitting boot. So they're not really sure if it's because of the material or if it's because it just wasn't as tight as the other ones. They also noted that there was no difference between the perforated sports boots and just the traditional sports boots. So if you think you're getting more air because of the perforation, not actually helping. And then they also kind of talked about how the cross-country boot, for example, had a lot of exterior kind of padding that was really good for trauma and impact protection. But because of all that heavy padding and how it was layered inside, maybe some of it's unnecessary, and that is adding to that heat retention of the boot. But even still, the Polo wrap was numerically the hottest treatment in the study that they did, meaning that it had the highest temperature, the highest humidity out of the whole study, which is really, really interesting that Polo wraps are essentially the worst. So you can bet that now I'm going to be getting rid of a bunch of Polo wraps, other than I don't know when I would want to use them, but I do have the sports boots, and I love to use my Pegasus Air boots because I have found that they don't make the horse's legs sweaty after exercise. So essentially what the study kind of summed up is that you have to kind of look at leg protection as a risk versus reward kind of situation, because you have to consider, okay, well, if you're doing a sport or something where your horse's leg might get injured, then you may want to still boot your horse. But if you're just kind of booting or bandaging for the sake of it, then maybe it's not worth it. But it also depends on the intensity of the workload that you're doing. If you're not working your horse into a sweat, you're not doing a lot of intense work, and it's not super hot out, then maybe it's not going to be an issue. So all of those things come into play for sure. As well, if your horse, you know, are you worried about your horse hitting their legs on something? You have to kind of think about all of these different things. But no matter what you choose to do, to boot or not to boot, the end kind of recommendation was that, you know, put them on when you need them, and then try to remove them as soon as possible when you no longer need them. And then ideally do some cold hosing of those limbs to help them cool down, which was another study that we'll talk about on the podcast about cooling down your horse and realizing that cold water hosing is the fastest way to cool down your horse. So lots of interesting things that kind of stood out for me. The most shocking for me being that even after 2.5 hours with just 20 minutes of exercise, that these legs weren't returning to normal temperature. Like, to me, that is just so shocking. And that all of these options were at a heat that was causing micro damage. And that's pretty shocking for me as well. So lots of interesting information to come out of this article. It's been circulating around on social media, and I'm not sure if people are going to start changing their practices
of wrapping and booting based on this information, because it's pretty clear what the results are, and it's definitely statistically significant and worthy of kind of checking things out and considering making some changes. So I wish they looked at the Pegasus air boots as part of that study as well. That would have been pretty neat to see what they found. But nonetheless, I'm happy to have learned some new information. And polos are definitely not going to be my go-to. So thanks for listening. I would love to know if this has changed anything for you and how you're going to care for your horse, and what you were doing before and what you're going to do differently now. Thanks for listening to Horse Happenings with myself, Lindsay Partridge. Remember, you can always check out more great free resources and other information at harmonyhorsemanship.com, or check me out on my personal website, lindsaypartridge.com. That's Lindsay with an E, partridge.com, or harmonyhorsemanship.com. Thanks so much for listening, and bye for now.